Well, good afternoon. It's good to see everyone here today. Welcome to First Baptist Church of Lowry's. My name is David. I'm the pastor here, in case I haven't had a chance to meet you. I think I've got to meet everybody that's visiting today, but it's good to see you, and we're so glad to be able to gather this afternoon to worship the Lord. We have Chapel Road here that's going to lead us in that, and we're so thankful for y'all's willingness to come and to lead us in worship this afternoon. Let me start by reading a passage of scripture from Psalm 95. It says, "O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods, in whose hands are the depths of the earth. The peaks of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for it was he who made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." And so we're here to worship the Lord today. And I pray that each and every one of us are able to do that. If you are here and you do not know the Lord, I pray that through his word and through the songs that you will hear the message of Christ, that he is the one that saves us from our sins and makes us new in the Lord. But let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get started. Father, we do praise you for who you are. God, we have gathered this morning already to worship you, and we gather once again this evening to give you honor and glory and praise, the praise that is due to your name for who you are. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for Christ Jesus, for sending him to live a perfect life, to go and die on the cross, to shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins, and to be resurrected, Father. And it's because of the work of Christ that we can know you, and it's because of Christ that we praise and worship you, Father. So help us to continue to do that, not only tonight, but each and every day as your people. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
How's everybody doing? Good.
Thank you. gonna tell them about this and you'll be too.
You better, because I'm gonna have to put my glasses on to see what it is.
That was like, do the next song. I'm like, I can't see that paper.
That's pretty sad, but go ahead.
Tell them what it is. A few years ago, well, a bunch of years ago, we put together a medley of songs. And we call it the gospel medley. But we said, we're going to do something different. We ain't going to do the same thing we done last time we were up there. And so we said, let's do the gospel medley. And nobody could remember how we did it. So we've been struggling. But anyway, you know the songs. They're all in the hymn book. So sing along if you know it.
Power, power, wonder working
I guess it's according to where you're from. Is it power or pyre? It's pyre, ain't it? Yeah.
It's pyre. That's what Jeff used to say.
All right, that's you.
Gonna try this one we haven't done in a very long time. It's called Trade the Old Cross for a Crown. Mm-hmm. We'll do my best, but we had a birthday party over at the park today, and it was so hot. I come in here and I sat in front of the vent for about an hour.
I'm glad I looked, because we were fixing to play the next one.
What was you
going to
play?
The next
one. We can't?
No, we can't. Okay.
I shall not bear the cross through yon city when the burdens of life are laid down. And when I knock on the portals of heaven, remember the name of that one, but Janice, it took us about 30 minutes the other night. We're like, what's the name of it? But we finally got it.
My mama read stories from the Bible long ago about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How the wicked king commanded they be thrown into the flame because they would not bow and deny their father's name. She said the king stood high on the balcony so tall. If he looked in, he was shot by all the things he saw. Cause he thought that he would find them lying dead upon the ground. But instead of three, he counted four of walking all around. I said, wait a minute, mama. There's one thing that I must know. If three went in and three came out, then where'd the fourth man go? And I never will forget if mama danced across the floor. These are the words I heard her say while shouting through the door. She said he's still in the fire and he's walking through the flame. And he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name. And he can still deliver by his almighty power. Right here below, it's good to know he's still in the fire.
I said he's
still in the fire and he's walking through the flame. He'll be there to help you when you call upon his name. And he can still deliver by his almighty power. Right here below, it's good to know he's still in the fire. Right here below, it's good to know he's still in the fire.
My friend, you may be destined to face life's hottest flame, but he can still deliver through the power of his name. Not one flame of fire will touch you. You'll come through it and you'll tell. Yesterday, today, forever, he is still alive and well. Because he's
still in the fire and he's walking through the flame. He'll be there to help you when you call upon his name. And he can still deliver by his almighty power. While here below, it's good to know he's still in the fire. While here below, it's good to know he's still in the fire.
Rise toward the heavens.
fire. Okay. It's too hot for a fire song.
This next one, we haven't done it in a while, once again, but this was one of Janet's favorite songs, Janet's daddy's favorite songs. Is called Drifting Too Far for the Shore. Am I in the right place?
You're right, okay. But it ain't my favorite, but I like the words, but it ain't my favorite.
It's your daddy's. It was one of your sisters.
I'm like, this is the one I didn't want to play, because it's hard.
Oh.
No sense in lying about it.
There is my confidence.
And we hadn't played it out before. If we have, Lord have mercy. I don't remember when then.
There you go. Hit it, sister.
Out on
the perilous.
Sweet.
better now. Y'all just don't realize the songs they pick don't have three chords in it. They have tons of chords. Mm-hmm. And I think at the age of 55, I'm starting to forget things. And so, anyway, it's not as easy as it used to be.
But they will not go for it. That chord is not on my guitar. They're like, yes, it is.
You notice I have to keep doing this because that chord cramps your hand when you're holding it like this. So I have to keep shaking it down. This was, I heard a sweet voice.
Song here is something to really think about when, if you're saved, you know, the Lord, Holy Spirit comes to live in you. and you've got him in you. Just think about that, you know. He lives in me. Let's do the word of song.
Oh, I'm just not myself, although I look the same. The portrait that I used to be is in a different frame. I feel the sun drink, but I'm as helpless as a child. You may see me grinning like it's going out of style. The things I used to treasure just get in the way. The people I once hated, I love them more each day.
Up in front of anybody and done this, and I still every single time am a nervous wreck. It's only God giving me strength to do this because he wants, I mean, I do not have the prettiest voice in the world, but he does use me to spread you know, the word, just like he uses us. And I'm just amazed all the time at being able to sing with Jimmy and Janet, because, I mean, they're wonderful Christian people, a little cray-cray at times. Y'all all just see some of our practices. Oh, my goodness. So we'd make a bunch of money. But we would. Jimmy, I got pictures and videos to prove it. But no, I just... sometimes I feel like it's a chore because I am so nervous. But then you get up here and you're spreading God's word, and so I feel better about it. Of course, if Ken was not standing here beside me, I'd get into it. Yeah, I've had people ask me to sing places. I'm like, if Ken sings with me, the Lord uses Ken to make me do it. But anyway, I feel honored every time. Every single time I get to play like this, I am honored that I get to sing and sing for God's glory.
We feel the same way. But you know, we're all just sinners saved by grace. Not well, one of us in this place is perfect, and I can promise you that. Yeah. We all go home, and there's things in our lives that people don't know about. Sadness, some sickness, some different things that we go through. But we know God knows, and he's the one that carries us through, right? All right, Jeanette, this is your song here, honey. All right, Beulah Land.
Fisherman's friend.
I think it was that chocolate birthday cupcake I ate. Knew I shouldn't eat chocolate. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do He's My Guy?
Yes.
He's My Guy then. And then maybe she'll be ready for her. Yeah, E. E time.
Thank you. Sorry, y'all.
Good music already tonight, and they've got one more song they're going to share with us, but before they do, I wanted to read a passage of scripture from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 55 says, "Behold, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, according to the faithful mercies shown to David. Behold, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you will call a nation you do not know, and a nation which knows not which way to run to you. Because the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." What a beautiful passage that Isaiah presents to us by the Holy Spirit. A call to return to the Lord. I don't know where you are today. I don't know where you are tonight. But Isaiah says here, if you are thirsty, come to the one that will give you everlasting water, that can truly satisfy you. He says, you have no money? Well, come and eat. Come and buy. Come and drink. What Isaiah is saying is we cannot earn our way to God. If you have heard me say that one time, you've heard me say it a lot of times, we cannot earn our way to the Lord. It's by grace through faith in Christ Jesus alone that we are saved. And this invitation says, come, you have no money, come and buy, because Christ has made a way. And why? Because you try to live your life to satisfy your longing, and the deepest longing for us is only satisfied in Christ alone. And then verses 6 through 7, there's a beautiful call to repentance. You may be walking through this life and you may think, I'm such a sinner. And I don't know, we've heard so many songs tonight talk about the grace of God and the blood of Christ and the way to please and to honor God. And this says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. My prayer is that you would call upon the Lord, that you would look not into yourself for salvation, but unto God who has made a way. Forsake your way, says God's word, and return to the Lord, and he will abundantly pardon. He has made a way in Christ Jesus for all of us to know him, to truly be satisfied in him. This world promises so many things. And it says, you buy more things, you get a bigger house, you get a nicer car, you get a bigger bank account, you get more friends, you get all of this, and you'll be satisfied, but not truly. Not everlasting satisfaction, which is only in the Lord. All of that is temporary. All of that is temporary. I quoted a hymn this morning in my sermon, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. And that should be our hearts. And if you are not a believer here today, my prayer is that the Spirit would awaken your heart so that you can see your need for God, that you would return to God, that you would repent of your ways, and you would turn to Christ, looking at his cross and his resurrection, that he has made a way, that you would stop striving and that you would rest and be satisfied in Christ. And if you are a believer here tonight, let us praise the Lord that he has made a way. That gospel message is not just to be saved, but it is to strengthen us day after day after day, that Christ has made a way and we can forever rest and be satisfied in him. And so let us praise him for that. Let us pray, and I'll be down front if anyone needs to have a conversation or to pray together. But let me pray, and then we'll sing one more song. Father, we do thank you for today. We thank you for your word. God, I pray right now, if there is anyone here tonight that does not know you, that by your word and your Spirit, you would draw them to yourself, Father. You would reveal yourself to them, that you would save them, Father. That they would stop striving after the things of this world and come to you and drink from the well of everlasting life in Christ Jesus. That they would repent of sins and turn to you, Father, for the ones that know you. We praise you and we love you and we thank you. And God, we pray that we would live lives of satisfaction in Christ alone. Lord, I thank you for the songs that we've been able to sing already, and I pray that we continue to praise you tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, let's show appreciation to Chapel Road coming one more time and singing for us. Thank y'all again. I want to thank everyone for coming out and to worshiping the Lord together. I'm going to pray, and we're going to bless our food. You can go downstairs and eat up. There's plenty of food down there. So let's pray. Father, you are holy and you are mighty and you are worthy of our praise. Thank you for allowing us to worship you tonight. Lord, we thank you for the food that you have provided for us. We pray that you would bless the hands that have prepared it, Father, and that we would enjoy a time of fellowship this evening that honors you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.